We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate have combined to solve that problem through the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. We've combined a bridge loan and a guaranteed sale on your present house to get you out looking for that right house for you now. To learn about any of our unique programs, call Hunt Mortgage today at 716-633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee and second-look plans, too. Some restrictions do apply, and find all the details on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first-ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, and all the markets we serve. The local Western New York number is 716-631-4800. Call that number and enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. It does not have to be a Hunt listing. And the hotline will prompt you with the choice of street names. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you will be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it is ours or another broker's. Today, for sale signs have pictures of agents, QR codes, phone numbers, web addresses, and are just plain confusing. Make it easy on yourself. Just remember the Hunt Hotline, 716-631-4800, for complete information instantaneously. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres. We are also proud supporters of our Buffalo Bisons, who we're glad to see back at home this year. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM and 98.5 FM HD3. You can listen anywhere live in the world through the Odyssey app or at WBEN.com. For those of you who would like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, call or text us in the studio at 803-0930. If you are long distance, it's 1-800-616-9236. And if you are mobile, it's star 930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at our house. We have a very special show today. We have a very special show for you today. My guest is Sean Oliver. He is the business development officer for Hunt Commercial. I've had the pleasure of working with Sean for the last 6 months or so, and today we have a conversation to find out what he's been working on. So very excited to have you here, Sean. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, so I started my career started in sales across the financial service and technology industries out of New York City for the last 10 years. And then around 2 years ago, I moved back to Buffalo with my wife and now two young children. And so far, I've been loving it.
Okay. And where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Connecticut, very close to New York City, but have been, you know, based downstate, I guess you would say up here, or in the tri-state area for most of my life.
Okay. And tell us about your education.
I went to Franklin & Marshall in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I played lacrosse there, and I majored in business and public policy there. So I always knew I wanted to be involved in the business side of aspects, but also had that interest in kind of government and how that influenced real estate, business, and all different aspects of life.
Okay. Your graduate program, you went to the real estate development program at UB?
Correct. So after about 10 years in sales, I sat down and decided that I wanted to pursue another degree and kind of explore something outside of that realm. And I had always been interested in real estate, and I had been introduced to the UB MSRED program, the Master's in Real Estate Development program out of the School of Architecture. And I decided I wanted to use that to leverage my existing experience in sales and business and get into real estate. Wasn't sure what that was going to turn into post school, but had a great experience at the UB program, and then that launched me into my next career.
Okay. So you started your career in New York City. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how you ended up back in Buffalo?
So I graduated the UB MSRED program at the end of 2019. I started working for a company called Industrious out of New York City the first week of April 2020, which, as we all know, was a tumultuous time across all facets of life, but especially the commercial real estate world. And so within a few weeks of being in that position, my wife and I and our six-month-old son at the time moved back to Buffalo, which we thought it was going to be a few week journey at that point, and we were up here until the beginning of July. So one thing that was really interesting about that aspect was, you know, with kind of the world in a standstill in the lockdown state, it really allowed me to learn a lot about offices, leasing process, competition, while we really built our unique value proposition and playbook to attract new customers back to the office, and how we were going to retain the existing customers we currently had.
I think a lot of us in commercial real estate used the pandemic to rethink our business approach. But I think working for Industrious, you might have been ahead of the curve. Can you tell us a little bit about enterprise sales that you were doing for Industrious?
Yes. And so the Flex Office area has been around for a while. Regis, which is currently owned by IWG, has been in it since the mid-80s. And it kind of had been that kind of old-school, stagnant corporate centers, as they called it, up until WeWork came around in 2010 and kind of turned flexible office into a mainstream topic. And so you have the WeWorks, the IWGs, and Industrious, who I worked for, in the flexible office space. And so even though commercial real estate office, particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, was in serious flux, there was a great opportunity to kind of bring that and educate people across the commercial real estate world in what flexible office is and how it can benefit companies, employees, and everyone in between. So a lot of the job at Industrious at the beginning was educating people on what flexible office is and how that can benefit both the employee and the employer. We worked with customers like HP, Spotify, Verizon, WisdomTree, IBM. I focused more on the enterprise segment, which is employers that have 1,000-plus employees across their national and multinational footprint. And so that really was focusing on the benefits. You know, some of the benefits go flexible terms. Now, traditionally in a office, you're looking at multi-year leases, 3 to 15 years, depending on the size and scope of what the office you're signing up for, all-inclusive. So you're looking at a premium price, but at the same time, it comes with everything that you'd possibly need. You have access to office supplies, furniture, coffee, tea, daily breakfast at Industrious, and all the things that you traditionally factor outside of just the rent. And then right. You have, I think, one of the biggest aspects is placemaking. Now, we've been talking about this, and I know that we'll talk about this a little bit more moving forward, but coming out of the pandemic and with return to office, we were focusing on how do you get people to want to come back to the office? What is that aspect that is different from the convenience of their home, and how has that changed over time? And then also in terms of benefits is access to different types of space. Now, traditionally, you have an office, you walk into your office, you might have a private office or a desk, and then there's conference rooms, kitchen areas, things like that, which a lot of times stay unused for a large portion of the day. The ability to leverage that on demand really resonates with a lot of employees and employers. And then another key thing was the data. People coming back to the offices. Who was coming in? How often were they coming in? Getting that granular insight in terms of usage really has helped people test and adapt to the current changing world.
So who gathers that information, Sean?
So that's a mixture of my time at Industrious. That was through the company itself. It offered real-time attendance information that could be leveraged. So now that can be done through key card access or Wi-Fi login, things along those lines that give employers the option to look into the insight in terms of real-time utilization to plan forward. So some people will be coming into the office 5 days a week. Some will be coming in 1 day a month. Some people come in the morning. Some people come in the afternoons. Some people go to different offices. How can you leverage that to plan for the future in terms of space utilization, space needs, employee needs, and especially, you know, the fight for talent that we've seen over the last few years? How can you adapt your employer program to match the needs of the employee so that, you know, you really make yourself as competitive a company as possible?
Well, it's interesting. Our business, for the listeners, commercial real estate is a very traditional type of model, and the flex space option that you're talking about is very different. Typically, a tenant would sign up for a minimum, say, a 3-year lease, but it could be a 5-year lease, 7, 10 years, what have you. And within that, you would include tenant improvement money for building out the space to what the tenant's needs are. And then that cost gets amortized into the term of the lease. So the longer the term, the easier it is to price that in. I can remember fielding calls around the turn of the century when the dot-com boom was going on, and we'd have people calling us from tech companies saying, we'd like 2,000 square feet of space, and we'd like that for 6 months, and then we'd like the ability to double our size. And it was crazy. And we just, it was so different that we weren't able to accommodate anybody because that wasn't in our thought process. But unfortunately, the dot-com bust followed the boom. So, but I think what you're talking about is far more sustainable and something that's going to be with us for a long time. And the pandemic, it gave everybody some pause to rethink their business plan. And as our owners at the Brisbane building, Peter and Steve Hunt, have rethought how we're doing things at Brisbane. You know, we're reinvesting in the building. We've installed an art gallery. We have plans for a lot of other things at the building. And I think that goes to your point about placemaking. That's some place where more people than ever are living downtown. And it's a place where you can work, but also find a very enjoyable place to go to. So a company like HP or Spotify, they would sign, would that be a national deal with Industrious?
So we offered a couple different models. We offered access, which is access to the network. And that is one large kind of differentiator between a company like Industrious and more local individual providers, is we had, upon the time of my departure, over 100 different locations in the United States. They had just opened up a location in Canada, in Asia, and in Europe. So you have access to the entire network. So if you're traveling for business in Chicago or LA, but you work out of Tampa, you have the ability to go into an office at any of those locations and leverage that on demand. So that's a national type of kind of membership. Then you also have private offices or private suites. So that really is more, I have a 5-person marketing team in Dallas, or I have a 50-person team in Denver. How can we adjust for that type of need? So really goes very local or very, very broad. One large thing that we saw in terms of flexibility on the flex side was the ability to say, in markets like in Atlanta, where it's a very commuter heavy market, how can you get somebody to come downtown 2 days a week? And then you can also want to cater to their needs of being able to go 10 minutes away from their house in the suburbs. So really getting that suburb and central business district set up to give the utmost flexibility to the employees was something that really resonated with a lot of our customers, specifically, you know, the ones you mentioned.
So you're making it easier for employers to gather their employees together so that they can have a company ethos and really make something happen as opposed to everybody working from home.
Correct. So what we saw, and I looked at a recent study that said people that leverage flex spend about 40% of their time currently in flex. They spend about 55% of their time in at home, and then 5% is others. So coffee shop, traveling, things like that. We had a message from a listener who asked for some more detail and granular insight. So what a lot of people have been leveraging flex for is entering new markets or testing a return to office strategy. And so the granular insight is, you know, you have a 100-person company, you have 100 employees that are leveraging a specific space. What type of space are they using? How much conference room space do you need? How often are people coming? So that when you do plan either your next iteration of a flexible office term or lease, or you're looking to transfer back to a traditional lease, how can you have as much data to make an educated decision to say, I'm going to be averaging 60 desks needed for that 100 employees. I need this much amount of collaboration space. And that's something that has really changed over the time is people used to go to the office for heads down work. Now people are going into the office primarily to see people and interact with their coworkers and collaborate. So the type of space is changing. The amount of space people need might not be changing, but the way that they use that space we're seeing is changing over time is in terms of how people are interacting and communicating with their coworkers.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to see the Serendipity Labs space in Seneca One Tower, and it's beautiful space, and it really makes a lot of sense because you have a couple of hundred residential units around the base of the tower. So if somebody gets a little tired of working out of their apartment, they can just take the elevator upstairs, and they've got a professional office and conference rooms and that type of thing. So that's, to me, that makes all the sense in the world. Now, when we were talking about this before, you mentioned that there's some non-traditional office space. You even said that some office space is being developed in shopping malls. That seems bizarre.
So Industrious and several others, there's a co-working location being developed, or at least the last time I saw it was being developed at the Walden Galleria. And Industrious had focused on these suburban shopping malls, A, because there was available space. And then two, you have all the amenities that people are looking for in terms of that placemaking that we were talking about. You have food courts, you have shops, you have available parking, you have all these different aspects that people appreciate at your disposal, and you have large space to be able to, that fits very well into the flexible office footprint because you take a old Crate and Barrel and it's a wide open space that you can subdivide into these smaller offices and collaboration spaces versus trying to repurpose old office space, which, you know, people spend a lot of money building that traditional office space. Now you're going to be shifting that. That's very expensive. And also the time that it's taken to bring the traditional commercial real estate world up to speed in terms of the need for flex, the owners of this shopping mall and kind of retail plaza space, they had it open. They were more open-minded to the options that were available versus traditional real estate, traditional office towers were coming around to it. But at the same time, it was kind of the low-hanging fruit in terms of the great amenities that were already provided and a great open floor plan to be able to build a great space.
That makes perfect sense. When you first mentioned it to me, it just seemed crazy, but that does make a lot of sense. So a company like Industrious or one of the other flex space companies, I imagine kind of like an airline or a hotel, based on their knowledge, they can actually overbook and plan on not everybody coming to the office on a daily basis, and so they're able to be profitable in that way.
So that's one of the factors that plays into long-term profitability. One of the other aspects, you know, kind of like a gym membership, is the person that goes every day or 2 days, you know, works out before work and then works out after work, the gym is most likely not making money off of that individual, but the person that comes in one day a week, one time a month, that is the ideal customer for a gym. And so, like in flexible office, you can have 50 offices, you can have desks inside the office, you can sell access memberships to the general kind of common space. It allows you to really maximize the space. And in terms of the overall model, there's a significant premium to flexible space in terms of cost to the end user, because you have access to all these. Your space might be 400 square feet, but you have access to conference rooms, kitchens that are not factored into your dedicated square footage, but everyone gets to use it. So if you're all paying partially for it, you know, that's the long-term model in terms of the path to profitability.
Okay. All right. I sense that Buffalo is more of a traditional commercial real estate market. Would you agree with that, or do you see more flex space coming on the market?
Part of the insight I've gathered from speaking to people is, you know, places like New York City, where you have three roommates in a 1,000-square-foot apartment, and you know they're all been cooped up in their bedroom for the last 6-12 months. There was a real need for people to be able to go get out of their apartment into a space, whether it was their traditional office or a flexible office option. Mm-hmm. And so, but in Buffalo, you know, the amount of space that people have in their houses and apartments is much greater. So it gives them the option. You know, it's not as pressing need.
Okay. We're going to the news. Okay. We'll pick up on this when we come back.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Steve Fitzmaurice sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by the continuously improving huntrealestate.com, where everything is truly easier for your home ownership experience. Huntrealestate.com is the only place on the web where you can find not only a complete inventory of homes available in any of the markets we serve, but you will also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For information about our exclusive mortgage program, that is your assurance of the lowest rate and closing costs, the Second Look program, call 633-3700 and ask for details. If you watch television at all, you're inundated with mortgage offerings, particularly to refinance your current program. How will you know that you are getting the very best deal? Let us take a second look through Hunt Mortgage's Second Look program. There is no cost or risk, and we are so convinced this will help you, you will receive a gift certificate for just allowing us to take that second look at whatever you have received from another lender. Also, ask about our pre-purchase commitment and the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. Only at Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. For those of you who would prefer to simply pick up the phone for any question you have about any aspect of real estate, you can call Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 716-633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can answer your question right there or instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even fixing up the house you have. My guest today is Sean Oliver, Business Development Officer for Hunt Commercial. Sean, we were talking about Buffalo and whether or not you see some more flexible office space options coming. Can you tell us about some of the options you see in Buffalo, some of the bigger options?
So there's definitely there's Serendipity Labs, which you had already mentioned. There's Hansa, which is a Uniland development, also downtown. I see, moving forward, two different scenarios. Other independent flexible office providers or national providers coming into the market. But where I see probably the most immediate is traditional real estate providers, landlords, providing flexible offerings on their own. So they have available space or space that might be coming available in the near future. And with questions coming from their current occupiers, I see a flexible offering, whether that is partial flex, so flexible terms, or fully all-inclusive flexible office plan. But obviously, you also have providers like Plaza Group that has been doing this for years. So it's been available. I think the need and changing dynamic of just traditional real estate in Buffalo, as you mentioned, the growing kind of 24/7 community downtown, how we can kind of activate downtown even more in getting people that are currently not going down there, I see a benefit in kind of adding that flexible co-working or just flexible office terms downtown as being beneficial for all involved.
Yeah, and downtown is interesting because when I started working down there 30 years ago, virtually nobody lived downtown. At this point, there's about approximately 3,800 apartments there and another 1,800 or so in the pipeline. So people are going to be looking for places to work because they want to get out of their apartments to do so. So we have some coffee shops and other casual work locations in addition to the spaces that you mentioned. Now, you see this trend really advancing. I think you said there was 17% of companies currently occupy flex space, but you think that's going to exceed 50% in a few years?
So in a recent sentiment occupier sentiment survey, 17% of companies currently occupy flex space in a significant manner. Now, within the next 2 years, that same survey says that 59% of those occupiers will have a significant presence in flexible space, which, you know, is tremendous growth, and that takes a bunch of different meanings. I think that's going to be providers like Industrious, WeWork, IWG, also a lot of traditional real estate, commercial real estate companies like Boston Properties, Hines. They're building out their own flexible solutions. Tishman Speyer has their own flexible kind of company called Studio, and being able to leverage existing space A meets the employer employee where they want to be, and also is a beneficial complement to their traditional space because, as you said, these technology companies and fast-growing companies that say, hey, I'm 100 employees right now. I plan to be 200 in a year, but I'm not 100% sure about that. How can I make decisions in a meaningful and accurate way by saying 6 months, 1 year, versus signing on for 3 to 10-year terms, which was the kind of the standard before the pandemic? Now you have the ability to flex up and flex down based off of how many people want to come to the office, how many people are you hiring, and really, you know, attract the best talent, which I think at the end of the day is a huge concern for employers these days, is meeting the employee where they want to be. And that means more than just what they're doing, but where they're doing it, how they're doing it, and kind of, you know, how they're interacting with their other coworkers to be as impactful in their job as possible.
Okay. We talked about this from a commercial real estate standpoint, how owners are adapting to this and how others like WeWork and Industrious are developing these spaces. This is a huge change for employers too. I know the pandemic caused a lot of disruption in the office space market, and firms are taking a hard look at space requirements. In your position as business development officer, what are you working on and how are you going to make this easier for them to figure out their needs?
Well, I think there's a short-term and a long-term view that needs to be taken. Short-term is, what are you currently doing and is that working? Also, what is your current real estate portfolio look like, whether that's in Buffalo or whether that's you work for a national company like M&T? And how does that look across the multiple cities that they're located in? And then you need to be able to primarily look at what employees want. So, and then what do managers want? And then balance those two. And then also taking into account is the cost. Obviously, everyone has been talking about the rising interest rate world, the recession that's looming or already here, depending on who you're speaking to, and taking all those factors and deciding what's best for the business. Now, employees want the flexibility. Some people are coming in 5 days a week. Some people aren't coming in at all. How can you manage that in a short term and then also a long term fashion, because where we were a year ago is a much different place than we are where we are today. And that's only 12 months. Now, if we're looking at the traditional world, you know, you're 1/10 of the way through a traditional lease term in that aspect. But how can you make these decisions on a short-term basis by factoring all these factors, but then also looking at a long-term horizon? So what we do is we take all these factors into account. We work with clients to take a look at, what type of space do you need? Do you need 100 desks anymore? Or do you need 60 and turn some of that space into collaboration space, conference rooms, meeting spaces? And then in your current space, can you achieve this new dynamic? Or do you need to take more space? Or do you need to take less space? But the space is going to be a little bit different in terms of what your needs are now. So we're working with customers to factor in all these different items. And one huge aspect that kind of I think we haven't touched on is, in today's world where so much is done through Zoom, this open concept workspace that really caught on in the years leading up to the pandemic, you can't have an open concept office and have 25% of your employees on Zoom calls because you got noise issues, you have things like that. So the advent of phone booths and things like incorporation into that type of space really is key in terms of adapting to the new world of communication and work style, but also being able to fully understand how are you using your space, what amount of space do you need, and that's what we're working with our clients today to figure out.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember a guy writing an article one time about his exposure to the open workspace, and he said this is all done for collaboration, and he said the first thing that he did after a couple of days of working there was to buy a pair of noise isolation headphones. So their collaboration went down the drain. But yeah, your point about having spaces where people can be on Zoom calls and have peace and quiet and have those calls is very important. So let's see. Are there parameters that you – oh, wait a second. How would employers get a hold of you to go over this and figure out their future needs?
So you can call Hunt Commercial. You can speak to myself or one of my other great colleagues, and we'd be happy to work with you to evaluate your current lease, your current setup. If you're a property owner and looking to either leverage your space in a different way, we can help with lease, dispositions, anything across the line. We're here to help to answer questions and be a resource as needed, because we all know that these are new worlds we're living in, and it's important to, as we said earlier, take into account what the short term need without also losing sight of long term. As we've been seeing occupancy tick back up over time, and a recent national study was done that showed that attendance across the large metro areas is almost back to pre-pandemic levels.
Now, really?
Now that is mixed, because that's just key card data that doesn't say. And that is done on a overarching view of how many employees are coming back. Now, attendance on a daily basis is not coming back, but people are coming back. And is that because employers are saying you need to come back, or are people drawing back to people in terms of, I want to get back in the office. I think it's best for me professionally. It's best for me personally. A mixture of all the other, but really looking at that granular insight in terms of, 100% of my employees might be coming back at some point, but how does that really adjust to my footprint and my needs?
Okay. We'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these messages.
Buying a home can be challenging, especially if you need to sell your current house first. Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate are here to help with the Golden Gate, the bridge to your next home. This innovative program features a bridge loan from Hunt Mortgage along with a guaranteed sale of your current home when you partner with a Hunt Real Estate sales professional. Visit huntmortgage.com/Golden Gate for more details. The Golden Gate from Hunt Mortgage and Hunt Real Estate. Your equity when you want it, your home sold guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, NMLS 37405, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
So we can.
Welcome back to Our House. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, NMLS number 37405, an equal opportunity lender and home of the pre-purchase commitment and second look program. Call today 633-3700. Recorded episodes of Our House Radio Show are now available on our blog at huntrealestate.com and also as a podcast through your iTunes store for you to share, stream, or download. Subscribe to the Our House Radio Show and never miss another episode. My guest today is Sean Oliver, who is the Business Development Officer for Hunt Commercial. Going back to where we were, Sean, are there parameters you'll use to recommend how much office workspace versus collaboration meeting rooms that an employer would need?
I think a huge aspect before we dive into that is what type of industry are they in? I think we've seen industries like financial services, legal, are still very strong in attendance and office utilization. You have other aspects, that are not as customer service. A lot of that can be done from home, and people prefer to do that, especially with the rising costs of gasoline and other costs. Is it just cheaper and easier to do that from home? And I think as we continue to transition out of the pandemic, childcare and other facets, play a large role in terms of, the employee shift across different industries. But what I would look at is, depending on what industry you're in, is it heads down work that is primarily the focus, like so much of legal work and financial services is? Or is it more, the marketing and advertising component, where I had numerous conversations with advertising real estate executives that talked about, a huge core fundamental value proposition of developing their workforce is working side by side with their colleagues. And that kind of learning by osmosis was lost for a 2-year period that, that's not heads down work, that's collaboration work, but that's maybe not done in a conference room. So that is, that open concept work area that, works for part of your day. But when you hop on a Zoom call, you can't have 5 people all on the Zoom call. You either have to be in a conference room or separated. So it really goes down into the specifics of, you could have a 100-person company that has the same attendance rates, same everything, but just based off of their different industry could have completely different needs in terms of what they need and want in the space.
So an advertising marketing firm, they might be better off with an open space with workstations in there so that people see each other and they're exchanging ideas on a regular basis, and then provide them with a space for some peace and quiet to be able to make a phone call or get on a Zoom call.
Exactly. And that's where the phone booth concept is really – there's a company called Room that makes phone booths that, have – heating and cooling in it. They're fully wired. They have everything you need, and they're soundproof.
Yeah.
So you have this open concept office, and along the walls you can have phone booths where you pop in for a 30-minute Zoom call versus, taking a 10-person conference room. We've all been there where, someone's in a conference room by themselves on a phone call and, not the best utilization of space, let's say that.
Right. When we do space planning for a prospective tenant moving into our building, it's fascinating the needs that different companies have. Law firms in particular need to hold on to hard copies for quite some time. Architectural firms similarly. So we always provide a fair amount of storage space for them, either within their premises or perhaps in a remote area of the building, in the basement or what have you. How do you do that in a flex situation?
So I think that was a day two learning through a lot of locations that, you had private offices of different size, but then these other specific needs that got lost originally is, a lot of people would say, oh, I'm going to take a private office and use it as storage. Well, that's great, but the amount of money that they'd be paying for that storage space is probably not ideal. And I think that's the continuing evolution of flex space done through a provider like Industrious or WeWork. And then also, how can you leverage that with a traditional commercial provider that has that space already available and can be leveraged by all the tenants in a building? So as it continues to move forward, I think those are the aspects that individual commercial real estate players will be leveraging to attract the better tenants. And there's been a huge... a huge flight to quality in office space over the last few years in terms of buildings from 2015 and on have seen dramatic increase in occupancy, while buildings that are older stock have seen people, they have not been doing as well.
They haven't adapted.
And that's partially because, going back to the place setting aspect of it, these new buildings have great amenities. They have restaurants, they have cafes, they have doctor's offices, they have all these different things where it's a one-stop shop where, you know, an old building on 3rd Ave in New York City, that's not getting someone to get, you know, take a train into the city and go to work anymore. So how can buildings now attract different types of companies, different types of tenants, different retail and occupier, to really get that blend of, I want to go to work because the people that I work in the building with are doing great things. The people that are on the first floor in the retail locations, I would love to go to lunch and do things like that. That, I think, is going to be the huge focus moving forward, is the best possible building, but also atmosphere that people can go into work is going to see where, you know, are going to be the people that, you know, continue to do well while others, you know, might not be doing what they were prior to the pandemic.
So they'll probably figure out a remote area where they can provide storage space at a discounted rate for people that need it, and that way they're not paying prime office space rates for that.
Exactly. I think one thing is if one company is asking for it, there's a likelihood that other people will be asking for it or don't even know that exists. And once they know about it, they will want it as well. Obviously, there's going to be always the one-off, very specific requests. Mm-hmm. But there's things like that which might not be addressed right now. But once you start offering it, it could really, you know, catch on like wildfire as people say, oh, that's great. I don't need the, you know, 200 square feet of filing cabinets in my space. I could be putting that elsewhere.
Right. No, that makes perfect sense. A little off the beaten path here, but do you see the same trend happening in the residential market?
So in some recent developments that we've been seeing, co-working has actually been built into buildings as an amenity. Now, going back to that, you know, 55% of flex users are spending time at their home or their apartment, building owners on the residential side are seeing value of giving them the ability to get out of their apartment but stay within the building. Now, if you have a 600 per square foot, one-bedroom apartment in Buffalo, and you can go down to the roof or to the lobby and have a space to work 2 days a week, that is a highly valuable offering to that resident. And we've been seeing that in building a lot of new buildings have been popping up so far. So we see that on that aspect. And then there's also the concept of there's co-working, and now there's a concept of co-living, which is, you know, it ranges from the digital nomad that during the pandemic would go to Miami for a month or go to Austin for the month, to people that just want the simplicity of an all-inclusive offering that is fully serviced, all included, and they pay one person one thing once a month, and they have the flexibility to just live their life versus having to factor in a lot of things. There's companies called Common and Blueground that offer that, and they cater to kind of a different clientele depending on the market, but it's definitely a rising trend in terms of that fully serviced offering that not sure will catch on in Buffalo anytime soon, but we are seeing it on a more national level.
So Common and Blueground are residential landlords, and they're specializing in properties that have this concept.
So a lot of, in some cases, there's another company called Placemaker that is leveraging hotels that are not fully occupied and have not caught back on in terms of the tourism factor, leveraging existing rooms to use as short-term or all-inclusive flexible rentals for residential users. And I see that in terms of everyone knows the competition for housing on the rental and the buyer-seller market is still tremendous, even with rising interest rates. This flexibility and kind of flight to quality, again, is I think we're going to continue to see moving forward, whether that be in co-living, co-working, or just, you know, overall in the residential real estate world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the placemaking, it's something that is near and dear to my heart. In the years that I was a board member at Buffalo Place, we always looked at downtown as live, live, work, and play. And, you know, for the longest time, nobody lived downtown. As we said before, that's quite a bit different. Obviously, a lot of people are working downtown, and thanks to the development of the waterfront, there's lots of areas where you can play. I think downtown in particular has come a long ways. Now, there's one thing that we didn't touch on. There are some significant mixed-use developments with some of the local malls like Boulevard and Eastern Hills. I think Doug Jamal and Uniland have some big plans for that. Can you comment on what you see going on there?
So I think this also goes to the breakdown of people working from home more. The availability of residential space near these mixed-use developments, I think, is only going to continue to grow in Buffalo and beyond. The ability to have easy access to a restaurant, a gym, a coffee shop at your disposal in these areas, whether it's the Eastern Hills Mall or, you know, different areas around the country, is only going to increase in terms of the need for people to be connected, even if they're not connected every day going to the office.
And so we're getting away from the suburban mindset where you got to get in the car to do anything.
Exactly. And I think, you know, especially with gas prices and all this other, is how can you easily access the things you want while also, you know, being in a suburban location? It's kind of the best of both worlds where, you know, you could walk this way and you are within 60% of everything you'd want. And then you're also, you know, not, you know, in a traditional downtown setting.
Yeah. Considering some of our winters, that's not exactly a bad thing. So that's great. Any parting thoughts for us?
All I would say is I think, you know, as we continue to navigate out of the pandemic and see how this plays out, things are going to continue to change. And, you know, us at Hunt Commercial are here to help. So if there's anything we can assist with, whether this is traditional office space questions, retail, anything along those lines, please let me know. My email is sean.oliver@huntcommercial.com. Or please give Hunt Commercial a call, and we'd be happy to assist with any of your commercial real estate needs.
Yeah, having an office in the Hunt Commercial area, I can attest to the range of talents that we have there, whether it's people knowing the industrial market or office space or multifamily. It amazes me the scope of the deals that are going on there, and it looks like we're having another record year this year. So. It's fantastic. So, all right. Thank you for joining me today at our house. Thank you, Sean Oliver, for a very informative program and your insights today. This is Steve Fitzmaurice. I am the Senior Vice President of Hunt Property Solutions. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is Hunt Country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.